This is the Texas Standard. I'm Emily Donahue, filling in for David Brown. The race to keep horse racing alive in Texas is down to the wire, it seems. The latest battle in the war between the legislature and the industry involves an accusation that lawmakers are using an unconstitutional maneuver to threaten the viability of the racing industry. The Texas Tribune's Ross Ramsey has written about the lawsuit filed by the Texas Horsemen's Partnership, and he joins me now to discuss where all this began and what lies ahead. So, Ross, how's it going?
Great.
So, can you tell us a little bit about this legislative rider in the 2016 budget? Is that where it all began?
Kind of. The legislature gave the Racing Commission an ultimatum and basically said, we want you to get rid of the rules that allow this thing called historical racing, or we're going to cut your funding. Historical racing is when they take old races that have already been run, they strip them of identifying details like who was the rider, who was the horse, where was it held, and then they bet on it. It's in machines sometimes that look like slot machines. Legislators are afraid that looks like a new form of gambling that they don't want, and they want the Racing Commission to outlaw it. The tracks and the horses and the horse owners want that kind of gambling allowed because they think it'll bring more money into an industry that's hurting right now. So that's kind of where the brinksmanship starts.
The industry is suffering. I mean, with or without historic racing, it's not doing well in the state of Texas.
Right. If you go to a track in the state of Texas, you know, it's pretty glum. It's, you know, it's kind of a ghost town. It's not a big sport here. It's never really caught on in the way that the racing people had hoped. And, you know, they're looking for other ways to do it. They've been to the legislature at various times asking for expanded gaming. Can you put casinos at the tracks? What about slot machines? What about this? What about that? And this is part of the latest attempt to do that.
So what funding for the commission is tied to this rule against historic racing?
So if you go backwards, it's easy to understand. You can't operate the track without regulatory supervision from the state. That's state law. If the legislature cuts off funding to the Texas Racing Commission, it can't pay its regulators. They can't go to the tracks. The tracks can't open.
So let's talk a little bit about Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar's reaction to this lawsuit filed by the Texas Horsemen's Partnership. Can you tell us what he thinks about it and why he's so upset?
Well, they basically are in a position, you know, the legislature tells the controller and everybody else how to spend the money. And the controller doesn't really have a lot of discretion here. They do what the legislature tells them to do. If the budget says spend the money, they spend it. The horsemen are saying that this is a separation of powers issue, that the legislature is trying to control an executive agency, that they're in, we're operating in the wrong branch of government. But, you know, this has long precedent. If the Racing Commission or if the horse people were to win this case, it would undo a lot of the way Texas government operates.
So even though it seems like a small bet on a small industry in the state, it could have huge ramifications for the way the legislature does its job.
Yeah, if the legislature can't threaten agencies with their money, the legislature pretty much can't threaten agencies. And that's sort of, you know, the fundamental tension inside of state government. The agencies do what the elected people say they should do, or the agencies cease to exist.
So I'm going to ask you to look into the crystal ball here, but the state's legislative budget board have given the commission until February 29th, just about 6 weeks away, to repeal this rule. Do you think we'll have a commission after that date?
You know, it depends on what the judge wants to do. If a judge says, you know, I'm going to keep this commission going while we hear this lawsuit, you know, that's one possible outcome. If the judge says, you know, this lawsuit has no merit, then we go back to where we were. The legislature cut off funding. It's extended it twice to give the Racing Commission time to change its rules if it's inclined to do so. You could get to February 29th and the legislature just kills racing in the state of Texas.
The Texas Tribune's Ross Ramsey, thanks so much for talking to me about this.
Thank you.